Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. Kyle Monroe is with us here, number 30 for the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. Unfortunately, their season has ended, but he was just named the Rookie of the Year in the GLIAC. Congratulations, Kyle. Great freshman campaign. I know you're a team player and would trade that in a second to be playing in another game, but still congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about yourself from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and a little bit about your family, brothers and sisters.
I got one older brother. He currently attends the University of Madison. He's also going for engineering there. And both my parents, lucky that they've been to every single home game we've had this year, even made our opening trip down to Kentucky too. So I just am really thankful for the family that I have.
How about you're both engineers? You grew up in a family, your dad engineer, or how did you get into that field?
My dad's in financing with Procter & Gamble, but my mom was an engineer for P&G before my brother and I came along when she took off for us.
How about when did you start playing basketball? Obviously, you've been playing for a long time. Every athlete we get in here is like, oh, I started when I was two or three, you know, but some are different. You know, Ollie Hader didn't start playing hoops until he was in high school. So when did you start?
Semi-competitively, I'd say like the second grade, but we have videotapes of me when I was about one or so. My dad had a ball in my hand, a little hoop set up in the kitchen, had me dunking it there.
Were you obviously always lefty? So how does that play out as a youth? Is that different, obviously, growing up that way?
I definitely think it is, especially for basketball. It's a distinct advantage, I'd say. You get 6 free points a game, because back when you're in the third, fourth grade, everyone just assumes everyone's right-handed. So they're just sitting on your right hand. You go left, just get straight layups, and it takes them. Then they kind of realize, hey, he's definitely not right-handed.
Going to Ashwaubenon High School, talk about your high school career a little bit.
I think that is just one of the greatest things that I've experienced as a sports player. The whole city of Ashwaubenon is really great. It's not a huge town. It's a little bigger than Houghton, but it's kind of has that same close-knit feeling that the whole community up here has, which is really great to see. I know there's still a ton of people who followed what I've done this year, and I've gotten a ton of texts saying congrats on the great year and stuff, and it's just really great to see that kind of support from your high school community.
What was your expectations coming in here for yourself, your freshman year? I mean, a lot of kids come in thinking that they're going to be able to really contribute, but, I mean, you were a star player. Did you expect to do as well as you did?
Truthfully, I did not. I was just hoping to contribute whatever minutes I got, and I guess Coach Luke and Coach Bittner saw something in me that I didn't really even see in myself, so it was really great for them to give me that opportunity to show what I could do.
How many points did you average in high school?
My last 2 years, a little over 20, I think, 21 or so.
So you're almost on that as a freshman in college, even though clearly, it's a whole different ball game once you get to this level. Talk about just the differences between the high school game and what you experienced this year.
I think some of the big differences are the longer game plays, and a kind of subtle difference that not many people realize is that the little bit longer court, that'll really drain you when you have a 30-second shot clock. You're just going up and down a lot more than in high school we ever would. We'd have teams that would hold the ball for a minute and a half to get the last shot of a quarter, where here you'll get shots up every 10, 15 seconds if it comes to it.
Kyle Monroe is with us, the freshman of the year in the GLIAC, just named yesterday that honor, and had an outstanding freshman campaign. You talk about the shot clock and it not being in high school. Do you expect that to ever change?
I hope it does, for the sake of Wisconsin high school basketball at least, because, like I said, there's teams we'd play where they just wouldn't shoot the ball just to ensure the last shot of the quarter. We went into overtime one game. We got a shot up, and they held it the next 2.5 minutes of overtime and got the last shot. So it's like, I just don't think that's really basketball, honestly.
And it punishes the better team.
Exactly. Yeah.
How about in terms of success? What kind of success did your team have in high school?
Our worst record we ever had was a 12-12 season, which was my freshman year. And since then, in the playoffs, it kind of stunk. We lost to the team that went state the last 3 years. And then my sophomore year, we lost to the team that actually won state. So just kind of stunk knowing that we were so close the game that we lost to the eventual state champions, we lost by one in overtime on a shot with like 5 seconds left. So it just kind of stinks knowing you're that close, but not really having anything to show for it.
So how's school going right now?
It's going pretty well. It's at first it's a little bit different than high school. In high school, it's all you're in classes, not really as much homework. Now it's you're kind of depending on doing everything yourself. They don't really give you much instruction outside of what you need to do. Show up and then study for exams, do the homework assignments. No one's really on your case, which I think is a lot different than high school.
Now that the season is over, what is your workout schedule going to be like, do you think?
They gave us this week before spring break off, which was nice to kind of regain legs, but then I'm sure we'll lift 3 to 4 times a week, and then we have some type of basketball activity every single day other than one day off on Sundays usually.
There's folks out there that maybe haven't seen you play. How would you describe your game?
I would describe it as a multi-threat offensive player for the most part. I can go inside or stretch it outside if I have a bigger guy on me.
How about in terms of just playing against the different guys in the GLIAC? Obviously a lot of very good players day in and day out. Who are some of the best players that you saw that you had to go up against this year?
I think Kyle Cooper was definitely one of the most difficult guards for us. Him and then Jesse Harden from Walsh. I just think that they were both really multidimensional, especially Cooper. Obviously you almost want to put a guard on him. I think he shot second in three-point percentage in the GLIAC.
Yeah, or led. I think he might have led. Too.
Yeah, yeah. But and then he was obviously a killer in the post too. So I just think he's such a tough guard. That's really someone that you want to learn from when you're so young watching him play. And he's just a great player, I think.
How personal is your preparation for a game? You talk about specific guys that you're covering or having to work with. I mean, is that guy on your mind as far as you having to worry about him the next game, or is it more just of a system thing?
A lot of it is the system thing, like you were saying, but certain teams, or I guess I should say certain players like him, they just have such talent that you have to put some effort towards stopping them before the team, because we knew if he got off for 30 or 40, there's no way that we'd ever beat Hillsdale.
How about just the way the season went? Obviously, slow start for you guys. You guys certainly improved and beat some good teams down the stretch. But, you know, when it came to it, record-wise, weren't quite there to make the GLIAC tournament. But I guess describe it, you know, from your eyes, how you saw this season unfolding for you guys.
I thought it was a great learning experience this year. I think one thing that we're really going to have to do if we want to succeed in the years to come will be finish out close games. This year it seemed like we probably had 6 or 7 games that could have went either way, and in the last 2 minutes of the game we just kind of lost it, which is probably the main factor of why we're not in the tournament this year.
How about the future? Where do you see this team going, you know, with the guys we got coming back and knowing who we might have coming in?
I think that these next 3 years that I have here to come will really be successful for us. We have, I think, a great recruiting class coming in this year. Then we get Jordan Chartier back, which will be a big boost for us offensively and defensively. And then the rest of the guys that are returning, I just think we have a really good thing going here.
Jordan been practicing with you guys at all?
He got one practice in at the end of the year, and I know that that meant the world to him because he brought it for the one practice he had. Thought you'd be out of shape, but I know he chased me around the whole practice on defense, and I think it'll be a big help having him back on D.
How about what's it mean to you to I looked up yesterday, you had the most points of any freshman ever at Michigan Tech. What's that mean to you?
I mean, it's pretty cool to know that, but honestly, I don't think it means that much to me personally. I don't really care all that much about the statistics like that. I mean, as long as I end up having a career where I can get at least one conference title and maybe a couple NCAA tournaments, that's what I really want.
Kyle Monroe, we appreciate you coming in. Congratulations again on a great freshman campaign and the GLIAC Freshman of the Year honors that was not announced yesterday, and we're just looking forward to what this team is going to be doing the next couple of years while you're around.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck in school, too.
Thanks.
Kyle Monroe here from the men's basketball team on Mix 93. More Drive Time right after these.